That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Well, if me bust on your new track,
that's what's up.
Then I dig low in my trauma,
that's what's up.
Well, all them haters never look wild,
that's what's up.
Well, all I know Jack Nasty.
Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Welcome to another episode of What's Up with yours truly, host Andy Mizzet, a show in which I interview some of the most influential movers and shakers and highlight some of the most impactful events and initiatives with the purpose of keeping you in the know and people empowerment. Today's episode is all about the upcoming Made in TCI event, and I'm here with a number of people from the Department of Trade, Industry, and Fair Competition. I'm here with Ms. Forbes Walken, Senior Trade Officer, Mr. Andrews, Trade Officer, Ms. Jennings, Consumer Officer, and Ms. Hall, Marketing Coordinator. Can you all introduce yourself for those listening in Radio Land? I'll start off with you, Ms. Forbes Walken.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Florice Forbes Walken, and as Andy said, I am the Senior Trade Officer in the Department of Trade, Industry, and Fair Competition.
Thank you, Ms. Walken. It's indeed an honor to have you on the show. What about you, Mr. Andrews?
Good morning, everyone, and it's a pleasure being here. My name is Javon Andrews. I am the Trade Officer within the Department of Trade. Hoping to have a lovely session this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews, for coming on the show. What about you, Ms. Jennings?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shanisha Jennings, and I am a consumer officer with the Department of Trade.
Thank you, Ms. Jennings, for coming on the show. What about you, Ms. Hall?
Good morning, Turks and Caicos. I'm Corazon Hall, the marketing coordinator for Made in TCI event.
Amazing, amazing. Made in TCI has become a staple within the Turks and Caicos Islands. Can you share with me how Made in TCI first started and what inspired its creation?
Well, Andy, I will go back to 2020 during COVID, which seems like many years ago, but yet still seems like it's yesterday. We saw a surge in new businesses being created, and many people at that time turned to their gifts and talents during lockdown because there was basically nothing else to do. You know, some even discovered new gifts and talents. As a result, a number of innovative businesses were born. So the department, we recognized this wave of creativity and entrepreneurship, and we wanted to basically create a platform where these local entrepreneurs could showcase their talent to a dynamic group of both local and international audiences. So this is really what inspired Made in TCI.
That's very amazing. So what was the original vision like for the event, and how would you say that vision has evolved over the years?
Well, the vision was and still is to basically showcase the TCI culture and craftsmanship, you know, to put locally made goods in front of residents and visitors. So TCI identity becomes part of the product value. We also, the vision also was to stimulate entrepreneurship, to create like market opportunities, you know, that encourage new and existing small businesses. So as the initiative matured, you know, the original games, it has broadened and deepened to meet changing market realities and the needs for producers from showcase to market readiness. So the focus has moved, you know, we're not only looking at domestic trading, you know, we're trying to prepare businesses for real trade, international trade.
That's amazing. And I can see firsthand how the event continues to grow, the community continue to be involved, and it's like people are creating businesses just for Made in TCI. So what were some of the key people or organizations involved in bringing Made in TCI to life?
Well, the department you know, Maven TCI has been transformed from something, you know, small into something big now. So I think it's something that people now tend to look forward to, you know. And every year, annually, we have the support of the Ministry of Finance. You know, it definitely wouldn't be possible without their invaluable support. We have our dedicated stakeholders, you know, and of course, our event and marketing coordinators. And Ms. Corazon is the marketing coordinator for this year. And the heart of the initiative, which is our vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it definitely wouldn't be possible. The department itself, the Department of Trade itself, could not, you know, pull off this event. So it wouldn't be possible without them.
And that's amazing. And I must say, I had an opportunity to visit the last 2 years, and it has been a very great initiative. But for those hearing about Maven TCI for the first time, how would you describe what it's all about?
Well, Maven TCI, when we hear that slogan or name, what comes to mind specifically is
Maven TCI.
Exactly. This is a platform or expose or exposition where the enforcement and the development, as well as the promotion of local, specifically local homemade talent in terms of the field of entrepreneurship, vendors and exhibitors who would showcase their products to the wider public, whether it's in terms of tourists, whether it's in terms of locals, as well as other persons within the country itself. It's a platform where entrepreneurs can further market their products to the population.
And that's really good. I totally agree. There was a need for a platform, and it's amazing that it has been created. So what makes Maven TCI such an important platform, you would say, for local businesses and creatives in the Jackson County?
Well, what I would say is that the platform allows for the opportunity for entrepreneurs, whether it's in terms of meeting a wider consumer base, as well as even forming, in a sense, business-to-business relationships, because there are individuals who may walk by your booth or stall, and you may not know that they are involved within investments or business, but just by the presentation or what the products or services that you provide, it would have piqued their interest, and it can allow for communication as well as strengthening bonds between the community, as well as both the business community as well as the consumer community as well. And I think it's important for local businesses to have platforms where they can come up, be assisted and rise and be supported, especially in terms of outreach in reaching or connecting to the wider public.
I
agree, Andy, especially if I may add there to Javon's, you know, especially for many entrepreneurs, the small and emerging ones, you know, it's their first chance to basically showcase their products to a wide audience, you know, to connect with buyers and really having the opportunity to build lasting relationships.
And we hear the name Maven TCI. How does the event showcase and celebrate our culture, heritage, and unique talent?
Well, Maven TCI serves as a vibrant platform, I would say, that highlights the richness of our island, you know, of the island's culture and heritage. So from locally crafted arts and handmade goods to traditional music, culinary delights, you know, the event, it just allows residents and visitors to experience the creativity and skill of our people.
That's very good, Anna.
Yeah, I will also add, with our theme, STEM by culture, created by purpose, emphasize every product and services is STEM.
And so, and what positive impact have you seen Maven TCI have on entrepreneurs and small business owners in the islands?
Well, the event has given the small business exposure to a wider audience. And also they were able to gain direct access to customers who we would say value local products. You know, we had vendors that has reported an increase in sales. You know, some has reported new marketing opportunities and collaborations with hotels, mm-hmm. even, you know. So it definitely has been, mm-hmm. it definitely has played a great impact on the small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And can you share a success story of a business or individual who really benefited from participating?
Well, we have small businesses such as Nikki's Trinkets. You know, they are blowing up right now. They were the winners of our 2023, I believe, was it, guys? 2023 pitch competition. So they were the winners, you know. And since then, they have, like I say, they have blown up drastically. I'm not saying, you know, Made in TCL was the sole reason, but, you know, it contributed to their success.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. That pitch me competition goes a long way. So when is this year's Made in TCI taking place? What can people look forward to?
So this year's iteration of Made in TCI, it will be held on Saturday, November the 15th, and it will be taken place by the Grace Bay Market parking lot, just behind the building, the parking lot there. And what can we look forward to this year? Well, you can look forward to an expose of so many varying vendors, exhibitors of various fields. We are talking about businesses within the arts and craft industry, clothing industry, jewelry, beverages, food / catering, home goods, even like service-based, like event management, manufacturing, skincare, hair care, and so forth. I just touch on some of the categories that mm-hmm. would be part of the same Made in TCI culture. So it's really mm-hmm. a lot to look forward to, as we are bringing so many varying sectors under one umbrella and broadcast, as well as assisting and broadcasting them to the wider public.
Mm-hmm. So outside of those vendors, those features you named, are there any other new features, vendors, or partnerships that you guys are particularly excited about?
So I would say, and this goes into one of the events we actually have in this year. Mm-hmm. We are having a spoken word / poetry competition, which is Termed Voices. It's called in terms of how persons can integrate not only Tits and Cakers culture along with business entrepreneurship overall. So that event, we are pretty much looking forward to how the applicants or the persons presenting us speaking their pieces would be able to portray such lyricism. And one of the other aspects in terms of the exhibitors that I would like to touch on would be, we'd have seen basically an increase in certain areas, so we're looking forward to seeing much more innovation in a sense of how exhibitors portray the booths or services or the products they provide this year. And it's just interesting overall to see how each and every year the exhibitors step up from the year before, in a sense of they are not being stagnant, they are developing as time goes on, which shows that as an entrepreneur, they are making the right and the correct moves in terms of adjusting or transforming as the world continues to go by.
That's very amazing. And how do you see Made in TCI growing in maybe the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, Made in TCI has the potential to become a signature cultural and economic event for the islands. You know, in the next 5 to 10 years, we envision it attracting even more vendors, expanding to include maybe even international collaborations, you know, and providing educational and mentorship opportunities for local entrepreneurs. So it can evolve into a hub that not only boosts local businesses, but also celebrates and exports Turks and Caicos culture globally. You know, so definitely it can grow into something big. And I can see it.
That's really amazing, Miss Walken. So in what ways can the community continue to support and strengthen local initiatives like this?
I think, first of all, by showing up and being present, especially starting with online, we have established more social media platforms for people to interact with, which I think people do appreciate for an event. They always want to know what's going on Instagram, what's going on TikTok, so that way they feel more comfortable and they know exactly, or even a hint of what's about to take place with the event.
Mm-hmm.
So I think showing up, shopping, and sharing all of the content that you see online, make purchases, like the post, share the post again, comment, and give words of encouragement to vendors as well, especially those who are thinking about joining the vendor list this year, because community does help and it keeps people confident and it keeps people going.
Exactly. And
if I may add, you know, and by championing that local talent and prioritizing homegrown products, you know, the community helps to ensure the longevity and success of initiatives that celebrate our culture. You know, we somewhat have, I wouldn't really want to say a dying culture, but, you know, it definitely isn't the same as it was back in our, say, our grandfather or grandmothers, you know, back in their days. So it helps to preserve, Made in TCI helps to preserve that culture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate our heritage.
That's so true. I totally agree. So what are some challenges you would say that you guys have faced organizing the event, and what lessons have those experiences taught you?
Okay. Well, some of the challenges, I would say, is being able to really, get like that tourism industry to really, you know, support the initiative, you know, really being able to reach out to them and get that support. So, but we're hoping this year, you know, that it will be a bit different, you know.
What about you, Mr. Andrews? You said you wanted to add as well.
Well, that was one of the points I was thinking of, but also I would like to say one of the challenges in terms of the event overall would have been just in terms of like not environmental, I should say, but more like weather conditions in terms of hoping or that the weather on the day is of good tidings, because there wasn't the case of that would have been 2023 where rain would have fell and it would have impacted the show in terms of turn out later on until later in the evening or so forth, just simply due to the weather patterns. But there have been adjustments that would have been made, or basically observations conducted. But basically it is a gamble in that sense, in that regard. But I would say that with each challenge, there's a lesson, and from the lessons, you improve and you develop.
I totally agree. It's all about constant improvement. So how can people stay updated with information on Made in TCI? Do you have social media platforms? Outside of WhatsApp, are there upcoming promotional interviews? How can people stay updated?
You can stay updated. We are Made at TCI on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. You can look forward to a lot of vendor features. We're also doing school tours, want to do community engagement, because we do want to have this event. We want to make this event more than a one-day event. We want to have a full movement behind this event. So, yeah, you can look forward to billboards. You can look forward to more interviews. OPEC podcast features. And yeah, just make sure when you follow these pages that you support it with likes, follows, shares, and comments.
Thank you so much for that, Ms. Hall. So what final message would you like to leave with the people of the Turks and Caicos about why they should come out and support Made in TCI?
Well, Made in TCI is more than a trade show. It's a celebration of who we are as a community, as a country. So by attending, you're not only supporting local businesses and entrepreneurs, but you're also embracing our culture, you know, and heritage. You are also contributing, you know, to the economic welfare of the country as well. So we want to encourage you, come out, listeners, come out, experience the energy, and be part of a movement that showcases the best of Turks and Caicos Islands while we are helping our local businesses thrive.
Thank you for that, Ms. Walken, and also thank you for the great work that the department is doing to promote local created and grown businesses. It actually goes a long way, and it's so amazing to see the businesses flourish and become staples within the community. And however I'm able to assist, I'm always willing to. So keep up the great work that you guys are doing at the Department of Trade. So you are the folks, yours truly, host Andy Mizek, with another great episode of What's Up. I'll see you all next week with another great episode.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, if me bust on your new track, that's what's up. And I dig low in my trover, that's what's up. And all them haters, them I look wild, that's what's up. And all I know, Jack.